Om Agama Tinrandasya Yanandana Salakaya Chaksarodhamdema Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Sati Devi Gauradhani Sacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyaja Sacharine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurav Bhaktavinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurav Bhaktavinda Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Channa Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gora Harido, 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 Harido. Karoti Zachala, Pangulang I take ring, yet keep thoughts of the Hungman name, Sigur de Tainam, Paramanavan, Sri Chaitanya Shram Ki.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, as given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Reading from the second chapter, text number 40. The chapter is entitled, Contents of the Gita Summarized. We won't start until everyone's quiet. Reading from text number 40. The verse is Nehabhikramo nashosti pratyavayo na vidyate asalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Translation. In this endeavor there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Please repeat. In this endeavor there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Activity in Krishna consciousness, or acting for the benefit of Krishna without expectation of sense gratification, is the highest transcendental quality of work. Even a small beginning of such activity finds no impediment, nor can that small beginning be lost at any stage. Any work begun on the material plane has to be completed, otherwise the whole attempt becomes a failure. But any work begun in Krishna consciousness has a permanent effect, even though not finished. The performer of such work is therefore not at a loss, even if his work in Krishna consciousness is incomplete. 1% done in Krishna consciousness bears permanent results, so that the next beginning is from the point of 2%, whereas in material activity, without a 100% success, there is no profit. Ajamil performed his duty in some percentage of Krishna consciousness, but the result he enjoyed at the end was 100% by the grace of the Lord. There is a nice verse in this connection in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17, wherein the Lord states, Taktva sadharma charaman charanam bhujam harer bhajana bhaktvo tapatat tato yadi yatra kva vibhadram aburamushakyam ko bharata apto bhajatam sadharmataya. Translation. If someone gives up his occupational duties and works in Krishna consciousness and then falls down on account of not completing his work, what loss is there on his part? And what can one gain if one performs his material activities perfectly? Or as the Christians say, what profiteth a man if he gain the whole world yet suffers the loss of his eternal soul? Material activities and their results end with the body, but work in Krishna consciousness carries a person again to Krishna consciousness, even after the loss of the body. At least one is sure to have a chance in the next life of being born again as a human being, either in the family of a great cultured Brahmana or in a rich aristocratic family that will give one a further chance for elevation. That is the unique quality of work done in Krishna consciousness. Translation again. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hari Om Tat Sat. Thank you, Anakat Mahaprabhu, for reading. First, I'd like to ask who's here for the first time? And raise your hands. And so let's give them all. Give a heartfelt welcome and blessing to the newcomer. Hari Rol! Hari Rol! Hari Rol! So I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight. My name is Jayadaka Swami. I had a stroke about a year and a half ago, so I'll try to speak clearly, but because part of my face is paralyzed, so it's not always so easy. If you have any trouble understanding, tell me and I'll slow down. I get excited sometimes. Well, today is a very, very special day for at least three reasons. One reason, it's Mother's Day. Who's the mother here? So let's give them all a big Haridol. 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 So, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, our founder and acharya, he said, I'll refer to him in the future as Srila Prabhupada. He said, in this material world, the love which is purest, we can see in the love of the mother for the child. It's like a selfless of love. And it's very hard. I don't think that any child can actually repay what their mother has given. So this mother's love is something very special. I remember a prophet once told that to one preacher, you should have the compassion and love of the Indian mother and the courage of a British soldier. And in this way, you should go out. So, I saw a Sudhak Swami when he was still a Brahmachari. His mother came and she was so much affectionate to him that she was crying and started rolling on the ground and, please, go home, go. And then Prabhupada said, well, I'm not stopping him. He can go home. Really? Oh, yes, sure. Really? You'll come home? But Sudhak Swami, he said, no, I don't want to go home. I want to stay here with my guru. So, but now she's happy, and at that time she was a bit upset. But like that. The mother, sometimes Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the mother's affection can sometimes kill you, whereas the Haritaki is good for digestion. The idea is that like the mother's love sometimes will tell the mother will tell the child, please don't be so religious, don't practice Krishna consciousness now, wait till you're old. I thought that this was an Indian statement. My mother also, she said to me, why do you want to do it now when you're young? Do it when you're old. So I asked her, well, how long do I have to live? She started crying. No mother knows how long a child has to live. How can you say to do it when I get old? You don't know if I'll live till I get old. So, like that. But they have so much affection. Sometimes the affection is a little misplaced, but if they don't have Krishna consciousness. We have here our mothers who are Krishna conscious plus mothers. So they want their child to be God conscious. And that's a very special situation. So we are very grateful in our Krishna conscious movement. We encourage the children, the devotees, to keep contact with their parents, to appreciate their mothers. And I was once called to mediate between the some parents and the school in Mumbai. So the parents said, you know, our children, they come home from school and they pay us respect. What school teaches the children to pay respect to the parents? What school teaches? We are so much proud of your school. But if you try to close this school and we have to send our children to some other school, we will see, we will finish you. We will we'll keep the school open, don't worry. I'll find a way. So they were very much, I was a kind of a Rasta Das, but they were so appreciative of the school because we taught the children to respect the parents. So, like Prabhupada, he told me that you should be like Kapil Muni. He taught his brother, you should teach your mother. So I tried to teach my mother, but she didn't exactly ask questions like Kapil Muni's mother. But she was very favorable, and she came to Mayapur twice to see. So one time also Prabhupada was talking to her. Prabhupada said, you see, you're a living force in the body, and the living force never dies. The body dies, but the living force goes on. So I was so impressed how Prabhupada was teaching my mother in a very simple way. So the greatest gift you can give to your mother is if you become God conscious, if you hold back to Godhead, and then your mother, your father, seven generations before and seven generations after, they are all liberated. So this will be the biggest gift you can give if you hold back to Godhead. Like the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, she told Dhruva, look for Bhagavan. Bhagavan can satisfy you. So he went looking in the forest for Bhagavan. He didn't know what Bhagavan was like. And to make a long story short, he saw Bhagavan and he was, at the end of his life, he was going back to Godhead. Then he remembered, what about my mother? It was because of her guidance that I looked for Bhagavan, I found him, and now I'm going back to Godhead. I'm going back to the eternal world. What about her? And then the Vishnu Dutas, the messengers from a god, from Vishnu, they pointed out, they said, look, your mother's already going. Because she was like the a guru who showed you the way. There's different kinds of gurus. The guru who shows the way, he is, or she is called the Vatma Pradarshaka Guru. And the guru who gives initiation is called the Diksha Guru. The guru who gives instruction is called the Siksha Guru. It's like that, there's varieties of gurus. So, because Dhruva Maharaj's mother was like, she showed the way. So that's why she was getting a free ticket back home, back to Godhead. Harido! 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 So, that's what we would like all the mothers of present to give your children. I mean, ultimately, they're going to decide what they want to do. But at least up to the point you can, give them the right direction because you love them. Give them the best thing in life, which is to be Krishna conscious. And that will be, and then that if they are successful, well, you have, you'll also achieve the ticket. Back to home, back to God. If even, at least if you try, that goes to your credit. As you heard today, a little endeavor in the path of Krishna consciousness never goes in vain. It will help you to achieve Krishna in the end. So, that's one thing. Today is Mother's Day. So we want to appreciate, of course, our here Rukmini and Adore Kadish. Rukmini is like the Supreme Mother. So we can all pray to her for her blessing. If she is kind, if she tells Krishna, Adore Kadish, please give mercy on this devotee. You got it. No worries. So, this is a good day to pray to Rukmini, Mother's Day. Now also, this day today is Ekadasi. Now, Ekadasi is the 11th day in the lunar cycle. It comes twice a month in the, what you call the Krishna Paksha and the Gaura Paksha, in the dark half of the moon. The waning moon and the waxing moon. So this is the this Ekadasi is in every Ekadasi we avoid taking grains, beans, cereals, that's the basic minimum standard. Of course, one can do more. They can chant more rounds. They can, if they want, they can fast more. They can stay up all night and do a vigil. So, today, it's the Ekadasi in the leap month. In the lunar calendar, there's a leap month. In the solar calendar, there's a leap year, which is one day longer, because it's about 365 days a year in the solar calendar. In the lunar calendar, as I explained earlier, there's 55 days, more or less. So every year, you are short 10 days. At the end of 3 years, one whole month is for you. So, That month is called the Leap Month or the Adhika Masa or Purushottam Mas. So, this Purushottam Mas will end on the 15th. So, starting from today to the 15th is the last home stretch. So, it says that this Ekadasi is known as the Parma Ekadasi because it is the supreme Vishnu Day in all. The month is known as the Purushottam month, and this Ekadasi is known as the Parma Ekadasi. So this Ekadasi will give you a feast, but it won't have grains. It won't have things like grain. Like, I don't know what to cook for you, but at lunch they give quinoa, or sometimes they give buckwheat, or something like a grain, but not technically a grain, and other sweets and things. So, in this day, if you've taken grains already today, well, at least the rest of the day, avoid grains. If you haven't taken any grains, good for you. Then avoid taking grains the rest of the day. And tomorrow you can break with the grain. Now, this remaining part of the Purushottam month, you can also do some special things. You can come every day to the temple. You can give charity, you can bathe in the ocean, you can offer a lamp to the deities, you can give some charity. In some way, you can attend one of the classes in the morning or in the evening. The class in the evening is at 7 o'clock, and the morning is at 7:30. Somehow, you should try to make this last period as Krishna conscious as possible. Because, first of all, this month, every day is 1,000 times the benefit of you get in Kartika month. The Kartika month, or Damodara Mas, is already 100 times the ordinary. So 100,000 times. And today is like off the scale. Today, Parma Ekadasi, it's at least 10 million times. And it's like off the scale. You can't even like calculate how important it is. And if you wind up the last 5 days of this Purushottam month, with a special, like some people do a panchagaldia, some do halichanna or fruits and roots, or even one thing if you, at least you cook only in using a ghee, any kind of sacrifice you do, especially for this month, Purushottam Mas, that you get the credit. There was a history from the Skanda Purana about there was a Brahmin called Madhavi, and his wife was called Pavitra. So somehow he was very poor, but his wife was very beautiful and very faithful and very devoted to the husband. So he would dig every day, but he couldn't get much alms. He wouldn't get much of a donation. So then he saw his wife was so devoted to such a wonderful mother that sometimes a guest would come, she'd give her own food to the guest. She trusts. So he saw this and he thought, I have to provide better for my wife. So let me go out. I'll enter some foreign land, and there I'll beg, and I'll send the money to my wife. So he told her this. But she said, you see, if you are not getting enough wealth in this life, it's because in the previous life, you must not give in charity. Whatever you give in charity in this life, you get in the next life. So, if you don't have any money, it's because you are not giving charity. If you go in some foreign country, you still won't get much. And if I can't live without you, so better you stay here. So then like that, so she convinced him that he should stay. Meanwhile, one rishi, one venerable sage, he visited them. So they welcomed him, they laid his feet out to their capacity, they offered him food, which was very simple. And then she spoke. She said that she told the whole history how they were very poor and her husband wanted to go to a foreign land. And she requested him, please stay here. Don't go. But she wanted to know what could they do if there's any fast or anything they could do which would turn around their fortune, which would allow them to have some money in this life and get back to home, back to Godhead. So that rishi told them, well, coming up in a few days is the Purushottam Ekadasi. That is known as the Parama Ekadasi. If you fast, if you stay up the whole night, if you chant kirtan and dance in ecstasy, then you'll get enough money in this life and you'll also go back to Godhead. So they did that. He also, he also instructed them that they could observe the rest of the days as well, doing fasting up to their capacity. So they observed the whole Pancharatri, it's called 5 nights fast, Ekadasi, up to the end of the month. So as a result, one prince came and he wrote a declaration. The king has decided to give a palace to you. Maybe you'll please come and live in this house. So they are taken, given a palace, and one village was dedicated. All the income of that village, the taxes, would go to this Brahmana. And then they lived there and very nicely without any economic problem. And then at the end of life, they went back to home, back to Vishaloka. Harilo. So this is the Parama Ekadasi. This is a very special Ekadasi. So we hope that you take advantage. The last of the days of the Purushottam month, the leap year month, which has got some special good qualities for giving a spiritual advancement by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. By reading the Bhagavad Gita, chanting Purusha Sukta, someone told me today, if you read the prayers of Lord Brahma from the 10th canto, what is it, the 14th chapter or something, that's very good, or the Jagannath Stotram. If you read the Bhagavad Gita, something to do during this day as a service to Krishna. See, bhakti means you offer something to Krishna. You don't make any condition. Whatever Krishna he wants to give, all right. But you just do it as an offering to please him. And then that is considered as a offering of love, of bhakti. So it's recommended that if we should do something for the Lord in these days, the last days of the Purushottam month, and this month, it's very good for this spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement. That is the a special quality of this month. So, that's the second thing I wanted to say. Why today is very special? Because today is the Parama Ekadasi. The third thing is the next Sunday is the 16th, right? I didn't get a chance to check the calendar, but it should be either the 16th or around that time. Maybe someone can check it in the meantime. In the meantime, I was told that the 16th is Akshaya Tritiya. That is the... Now, Akshaya Tritiya is the day where... I didn't know about, most devotees don't know about this. It's the anniversary of the Satyayuga, the golden age. We're now in the Iron Age. So at the end of this age, it flips over to the golden age. And that period is very special, that day. So what happens on that anniversary, which is the Akshaya Tritiya, the indestructible 16th. So that day, anything you do, Krishna conscious, pious, it lasts forever after the end of this universe. So if you're too late to tell you, and I'll be here also next week, so I'll tell you this week, so you can gear up. Of course, on that day, it's already the end of the Purushottam month. So you get 100 times the benefit in the month of Vaishak. But Purushottam, you get 100 times, 100,000 times. So, I don't know which is better. But Akshaya Tritiya, one time I was coming back from one preaching function in India, coming back to Mayapur. And then on the second floor of our guest house, I was on the roof, there was a family waiting. And they said, I said, why are you waiting? It's 10 o'clock, it's so late. You should need rest. No, today is Akshaya Tritiya. It is the indestructible day. So we want to give you a donation today. So you waited up just to give me a donation? Yes. Please take this. And they get 1,000. Oh, thank you. I went up the third floor. Another family was waiting. I said, what are you waiting? I said, Tidya, we want to give you a donation. So these families knew that if they give on that day, indestructible karthika. I didn't know that because I joined when I was 19, so we found out later. So from this period, the last time of the Purushottam, plus the Akshaya Tritiya next Sunday, the 16th, these are very auspicious times to give as a charity. If you'd like to give money, that's okay. Give some grains or fruit or anything you like. One apple. You like 100,000 apples. So, anything you give, to they'll be offered to the deities. Actually, I don't know how many of you have ever visited the temple in Nadra. That's the a deity of Sridharji. So there's a big crowd all day long, actually, whenever the deities are open. In the front, the ladies go, and the back, the men. So there's so much crowd. There's a big leg, a big push. It's a small room. It's a small, like half the size of any of this temple. And thousands of people go through there. So you go in, and you're just like pushed through. And before you know it, you're out the other end. And you run around, and you come back in. But there they have a special market that opens. And I didn't know, what is this market, Alton's? And they sell flowers, milk, vegetables, fruits. They sell, people buy and give to the deities. They have the windows, flowers, milk, fruits. And they all give donations to the deities. And then those are offered to the deities and distributed later. So you have an opportunity to give here also. Actually, I see sometimes people give bags of rice or different things. If you like to give, of course, if you give cash or check rather, you get income tax relief. If you give grains, you don't get. But something, this is a good time to give. And then in your next life, hopefully you won't have the next life, but if you do that, well, you get a benefit by getting something. So these are all auspicious days that this week, now to the next week, this is a special opportunity. So I hope that all of you take advantage. Of course, some devotees are doing Krishna consciousness throughout the year, throughout every day. So they get the benefit every day. But others may not be able to do every day. If you can at least do when there's these special altars, special mercy, that will give the maximum return for your investment. So, we are encouraging the devotees, the visitors, to take advantage of the Ekadasi, of the 5 days of, until Amavasya, and next Sunday of the Akshaya Tritiya. Take advantage and utilize this time to advance in your Krishna consciousness. You see, a little Krishna consciousness, Sadhamasya, Dharmasya, Mahato, Chaitodaya, that it can save you from the greatest danger. Some people, all they may be a very big person in this life, you don't know what they're going to be in the next life. So if you do even a little Krishna consciousness, you're guaranteed to be in your next life at least a human being, as mentioned in this verse, and you'll get a chance to take up. So if you do like 5% in this life, next life you take off 6%. It's a cumulative effect, whereas materially, as Prabhupada explained, if you can't take it with you, and if you're not 100% successful, you don't gain anything. even if you're 100% successful, whatever you have now, that doesn't go with you. Whatever you do in Krishna consciousness, whatever you do in the devotional service, that carry on. So we want everyone to go back to Godhead in this life, at least to accumulate as much our Krishna consciousness, our credit, as possible. So it's open for everyone. Nobody has a monopoly on this. Everyone can advance up to your capacity, and it goes to all your to your credit. It's kept in your special account. Probably sometimes you would say, Krishna has a little book for each of us. So it goes in Krishna's book. So we'd like to thank you all for being here tonight. Especially thanks to all the mothers. If it wasn't for the mother, we wouldn't have a human birth. And we are born as a human being is something very, very special. So again, let's thank our mothers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, any questions? Do you have a microphone?
One question, Maharaj.
Okay, I got no rule.
Thank you very much for a wonderful class. In the purport of this verse, Prabhupada writes that 1% done in Krishna consciousness bears permanent results, so that the next beginning is from the point of 2%. So my question is, how is it that the fallen brahmana, Ajamil, got 100%?
Like that. It wasn't that he started from some percent. But there's also some other clauses that at the time of death, whoever remembers Krishna, he goes back to Krishna. Narayan Anta Smriti. So somehow he called his son, as Narayana. So as a result, at the time of his death, he called his son, Narayana, 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 Narayana. And just at that moment, so therefore, the messengers from the spiritual world came, I like to take him back. Now, there's some... That's not where you start. This is what you read. That you start up from where you left off. That's a separate thing. Like the Prabhupada said, I was a devotee in the previous life. What I was, I don't know, but he said. So somehow when I saw here in California, in the Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, I saw devotees look at me. I saw the tilak. I felt like I'd seen that before somewhere. Now, nowhere in this life I'd ever seen a tilak. Being born in Wisconsin and coming here to California, I never saw a tilak. Tilak, now we have a very large Indian community. I feel like we're tilak, I don't know. But somehow, the scene at tilak it shot me, and I was a big shock. Where did I see that before? And like that, so somehow everybody who was a devotee, if they come in contact with devotees, they can take up. We see that some of our new bhaktas, they're very fired up. They seem very advanced very quickly. Others, they seem to struggle a lot. You don't know what percent they start from, how many births they passed in the past. But Ajanya, somehow he called his son Narayana. So at the time of death, he remembered Narayana. That was his credit. Of course, he also called his son many times. Narayana, let's go for a walk. Narayana, sit down, take your food. Narayana, Narayana. So every time he chanted the name of God, he was getting some benefit. And there's also a story about a lady that she was friendly with a lot of men, you could say. Maybe too friendly. But she had a pet parrot which always chant Rama, Rama. So all day long she'd chant with her parrot Rama, Rama. And in this way they would chant together. So somehow she developed some attachment for chanting the name of Rama. So she also, although she was, you can say, someone of a sinner, she went back to Godhead because she was attached to Rama. She was chanting the name Rama. Rama. Like that, someone was sprinkled by Ganges water, or someone. We heard about from Radharani a story how someone brought, I forget what book they brought, one of Prabhupada's books. And maybe he was a drug dealer or something. He got shot. Right after that, holding Prabhupada's book. So you don't know what his destination was, but since he was holding the book, which had verses from the Gita and the Bhagavatam, he must have achieved some kind of auspicious result. Although his death was very sudden and unfortunate in one sense, it was fortunate because he was carrying a holy book. So, I like that. At least you'll get where you started off. But if you're fortunate, like in India, now they call their children Pinky and Dimpy. And I live in India, so I know. But the tradition was before, Draupadi, Rukmini, her ladies, and Radha, and so on. And from then, Narayan, or Narasingha, or Balaji, or something. So, by naming your son or daughter after the name of Vishnu or his Shakti, you will get a benefit by chanting again and again the name of the Lord. Even your, hey, Balaji, come here. Hey, Balaji, time to do your homework. Right? But actually they're getting the benefit because somehow they gave the name of Krishna, one of his forms or some deity, to their son or daughter. So like that, there's some special mercy you can get. That doesn't negate what you said. That's additional. That's like a That's there's a lot of mercy out there. You can't be sure you're going to like suddenly think, oh, I'm not going to chant Hare Krishna my whole life. I'm not going to do devotion. So I'll just wait the last minute, I'll chant. And then I'll get. You can't cheat Krishna. You wait the last minute, oh, my dog, where's my dog? Who knows what you'll chant, you know? You know there's some my ferret. And you'll become a parrot in your next life. So, if you all your life you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, it's natural that you're going to chant at the time of death. Even if you don't, Krishna will also give you the credit for all the times you chanted, and he'll either take you back, or if you have some unfulfilled material desires, he'll let you fulfill those and then go back. Are you healthy?
Yes.
Very good. Is that okay? I think Naikatna Prabhu for a very scholarly question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
Any other question? Anyone else has a question?
I wanted to ask you, Your Holiness, if there's a special chant or a mantra for the Holy Mother.
For what?
For the Holy Mother.
Well, you see, the Hare Krishna mantra, all the Hare's are addressed to the energy or the female aspect of the personality of Godhead. So you see, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare is the energy of the feminine, and Krishna is the masculine. So Hare Krishna, we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Otherwise, you can chant like Rukmini Krishna, Radhe Shyam, Sitaram. You always chant the energy, the mother first, and then the Ashaktiman, the Lord second, because the energy is considered to be, the mother is considered to be more merciful. So those who want the mercy, they chant. I don't know, like in Nayantar, they have a place that people can get candles or ghee lamps and offer. Like in this month, it's like the Dhamar month. It's especially good to offer the lamps to feed the Brahmanas, especially says milk sweets. So, sweets you can get, but I don't know, is there a place here? Otherwise, bring your own candles. Somebody's done it. See what she's doing. So, I want to alter, get me a candle or a lamp. So, okay, thank you all very much, and happy Mother's Day, happy Farma Ekadasi, and happy Purushottam Mas. And those a little left, I don't know if it'll last, but those who want Narasinghe oil, we have Narasinghe oil to give out. I may give them a left hand because